Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know who I feel bad for? The super rich.
What? Why would you feel bad for them?
I feel terrible for super rich people.
What, because they're jerks?
That's why today's second date update is interesting, because we got an email, and I'll just read a little bit of the email from the dude that wants to do a second date update today. It says, okay. I just sold my startup company. I'm super rich.
Oh.
And I don't have to work a day in my life. I have nice cars. I go to the gym 3 times a week. But I still have trouble meeting quality women, and I can't figure out what's wrong. And recently, I had a date not call me back, and I need your help. Once again, another poor rich person is on the phone, and we need to help them. What's up, Sean? How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey,
not as good as you, I don't
think. I know. I'm imagining he's in a gold phone right
guys,
now.
Yeah. I feel like I can tell you right now what's wrong with this dating life. Did you hear your email being read out loud? You're just bragging.
I didn't know you guys were going to read it out loud. I was just telling you guys so you would know the whole truth, because like, I try not to let that out when I'm meeting people.
I'm having a hard time believing, but okay. Sure, Sean.
I mean, I'm serious. I try not to talk about it on dates, like not bring it up at all.
Right. I can kind of see that.
I mean, I read it. It sounded less like you were bragging, more just like, I have everything else I could need, but I can't get a date.
Yeah.
It's not that I can't get a date. It's just I can't meet people that are real or just seemingly like true. And if I told them how I live, I find like gold diggers.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Totally. Okay. So you're concerned that people only kind of want you for your money, or want to be friends with you or date you for your money?
Yeah, for, like, my money, my houses, you know, my cars. Yeah.
Okay, again, you just...
by the
that's
way...
That's bragging again.
If you're free this Saturday and want to hang out, dude, I could use a new friend. And it's just because I like you, Sean. Just the sound of you is cool.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with all that stuff you have.
We'll see. Let's see how this second date goes first.
Okay. Ooh. Well, tell us about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name's Tracy.
Tracy. All right, and is she broke?
No, I have...
Comparatively.
I have no idea about her financial status, and I don't want to know.
Okay, where'd you meet her? I hope it wasn't like daterichpeople.com.
No. I mean, it's through a matchmaking service for professionals.
Okay, so you met her on this matchmaking service, and how was the date with her?
The date was good. We went to like a nice, like new trendy restaurant.
Awesome.
I was trying to be cool. Like, I didn't like take my Maserati, like just drove like my Beamer. And
oh just drove my Beamer.
Yeah. And you drove it yourself. You didn't have somebody drive for you. You didn't have your butler drive it for you that day.
I'm having a hard time relate with anything that you're saying right now, Sean.
Oh, cool.
Look, I'm just painting the whole picture for you so you can understand the conscious effort I made going into this.
Okay.
All right, so you tried to not show her how rich you are by just taking your Beamer to
only
the date.
Only the Beamer.
So what was the meeting like, the date? Who cares about your cars at this point?
The date was good. We had normal conversation, like avoided anything about my lifestyle. And I've been to a few recent celebrity weddings recently. And I just try to avoid conversations like that that make me feel weird.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because how would that normally come up in a conversation anyway?
Totally.
So, went to Serena Williams' wedding.
Yeah.
Like, that's not going to ever come up naturally.
Well, I mean, it would come up like, oh, well, what have you done anything fun lately? Or like you've gone out of town or just any of that sort of stuff. I mean, my lifestyle is different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Flew to France for some
but,
French
okay, food. On the other side of that, by you trying to avoid all the details, did you think you came off sounding boring? Because maybe there was just so little details that you sounded like bland.
No. I mean, I know what you mean, but we end up talking about how we're both from out of town, as well about our families. And the date didn't last super long. It was like an hour.
Oh, wow. That's short.
It's really short. How did it end?
Well, I paid for the bill.
And obviously.
Then, then I was offered to see if she wanted to go to this party that I had been invited to.
Oh.
And she politely declined.
You told her it was Beyonce's party. You should have told her that.
she
might have said yes.
It's funny you say that, because it actually was a celebrity who was still in the party.
Cool.
But I wasn't, like, trying to tell her all that.
Okay.
And
well, good for you for not being a name dropper and just say she wants to hang out with you, you know?
You want to meet Leo?
I mean,
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was trying. I was trying to be cool and play it off. But the thing is, now she's not getting back to me. And she doesn't even know that I have a surprise for her.
Ooh, what's a surprise?
Whoa. So we were talking, and we were talking about her family and how she was from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
I got her a plane ticket to go home to visit her family.
Oh, wow. That's super nice.
Ooh, I don't know.
She's not answering you, and you bought her a plane ticket?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Well, she doesn't know about it.
I feel like that's too much.
Really?
Yes, so much. You literally hung out for an hour and you're buying her a plane ticket visit her family. I would feel like you're a stalker. No, like, that's over the top.
Does she know that, though?
No, she has no idea. And then, like, when we were talking, it was clear how much she missed her family and how she hadn't been back to see him in a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like I'm going.
No, I know. But
so it sounds like you're saying if she agreed to go out with you again, you were going to, like, surprise her with that on your date?
Yeah, no, I thought it'd be a nice gesture, and I have the means to do it. So, yeah, that's what I was going to do.
I'm thinking about what Brooke was saying, though. If he's just a normal guy, that might be a little much.
I mean, she's not calling me back, so it's not like the normal guy routine's working either.
Yeah, none of it's working for you.
Wow.
So,
oh, poor
that's depressing.
How many times have you tried to get a hold of her?
I mean, I reached out to her just a couple of times, but I wasn't going to, like, go nuts trying to stalk her.
Okay. Ooh, so if we do the second date update and she doesn't want to go out on a second date with you, are you still going to give her that plane ticket?
You have to.
Even if she doesn't want to go out, I'm happy to give her the ticket and let her go visit her family.
Oh, wow.
That better be a first-class ticket, I just hope
you
know.
Yeah, it better be first-class.
All right, well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
All right, man.
All right, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.